This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
We got a lot to talk about, and the father of the Me Too movement is something I think we should be talking about, because one of the things that bugs me about what's been going on with Kavanaugh, and we got more, we'll discuss other stuff, but one of the things that bothers me about this situation with Kavanaugh is the fact that we've lost sight of this whole Me Too movement. We've lost sight of the gravity of why it started. I call Harvey Weinstein the father of the Me Too movement. I call Bill Clinton its grandfather. Now, it's been going on for a long time. I'm not looking for the patient zero. You know, we got to go back a long way to find patient zero. But here's what I'll tell you. Patient zero is a leftist dude. And he's somebody that he's a wolf in sheep's clothing walking among women who claim, who are going to exalt this guy. Weinstein's a perfect example. Look at all the so-called feminists who were friends with Harvey Weinstein. His name hasn't come up. I looked Harvey Weinstein up just the other day, and you know what he's doing? They said he's mounting his defense against these women. You know that 80 women have accused Weinstein of sexual harassment, assault, or rape. Weinstein, whatever. Asia Argento, who, by the way, was accused of sexual assault herself on a young man, a 17-year-old kid, she's one that put the list together. A list of over 100 alleged instances of sexual abuse by Weinstein, and they put that list together in November of 2017. The list dates back from 1980 to 2015 and include 18 allegations of rape. But this is what the left are trying to do to Judge Kavanaugh, is to say he potentially groped a girl back in when he was 17 and old. The second accuser says at a party he supposedly took out his penis. Where, as I asked earlier, where was everybody else? This is what the left has succumbed to. But guess what they've overlooked? They overlooked that Weinstein was supposed to break open Hollywood. He was supposed to be the coconut. They took the shell apart, and he was going to expose, pardon the pun, everything that was going on inside of that cocoon of debauchery. And we've got nothing. We still got Weinstein, and he's fighting. Don't be surprised. Within 2 or 3 years, Harvey Weinstein is back owning a studio, produces a successful movie, and it's rinse and repeat all over again. Because let me tell you something. Nothing has changed in Hollywood. Nothing. They are still taking advantage of these young bumpkins coming to town. Guys are still, producers are still saying, you put out, I'll get your role, yada, yada, yada. And you know what the women's movement, the Me Too movement is doing? Nothing. They're keeping their mouths shut. Because the very same women that are complaining, there are a group of people who have made their way up. And they're saying to those women that are now on the way out, they're saying, shut up. You had your chance. Disingenuous leftists to their rotten cores. I understand why conservative women don't want to be a part of that nonsense. The same reason why you have conservative blacks that say, what are you trying to tempt me into by saying, Kevin, I'm going to, you know, you're expelled from the black race. Thanks. Don't do me any favors. If I got to put up with all the nonsense of crazy blacks, ethnocentric thinking, racist behavior, criminality beyond belief, black-on-black crime, acting like you care about me, please. Yeah, sorry. Yeah, I mean, let me just tell you, thank you. As I said earlier, thank you. Father of the Me Too movement. Why bother with Weinstein and all of Hollywood and the numerous mostly leftist congressmen who've been accused of everything from groping to rape when you have a 30-plus-year-old past of the judge to review, right, to stop him at all costs? Why? Because he's a stellar guy, perfect for the Supreme Court, and you know what he's going to do? He's going to rule based on the rule of law. That's how he's going to rule. He's going to follow the Constitution. How dare he? As ridiculous as this strategy is, I say, have fun with it. Democrats want to resort to kicking their own butts. They see this as positioning only women for positions of power, folks. But this is a huge backfire. You want to know why? And for those of you who say to me, Kevin, I can't say these things, you know, black folks, this, that, and the other, because it'll get me in trouble. I say it about women. In case you guys don't know this, at Fox News, the top person that I report to at Fox News is a woman. The two people below her that pick my career are women. And I've had this very same conversation with them. I love strong women. But what I don't tolerate is liars, conniving liars. I don't care what your gender is. So this idea that we got to believe people, and what gets me is how we've allowed them to take this Me Too thing and put it into the realm of Kavanaugh, when we've got congressmen that have been, we've been paying their slush fund money off, mostly leftist congressmen. We've got Hollyweird. We've got entertainment that treats women. Look at rapper. Look at who's in entertainment. Somebody give me this. Who dominates entertainment? Leftists. Who are the people that talk about women like they're dogs? Leftists. The people that vote Democrat. They're the ones who talk about women like they're dogs. Unbelievable. Unbelievable scenarios involving Kavanaugh with very weak women. What an embarrassment to feminism is Blasey Ford, Professor Ford, and this chick Debbie Ramirez. What an embarrassment. Leftist women, you should not to use them as your poster children of strength. They're so brave to come out. They're not brave. They're a bunch of lemmings being told what to say and what to do. Should be ashamed of themselves. And they should be ashamed. You mean the Democrats should be ashamed for them. Anybody that's got a brain should be going, what are you people trying to pull? Do you really think Republicans are that stupid? Conservatives are that stupid? Do you think women are that stupid? And what are you saying to other women? What are you saying to young girls? That's your excuse for whatever? We got a story coming up. It'll blow your mind. It, again, falsely accusing men of things that they didn't do. Why? All for personal gain, you know, or the gain of the system, if you will. The Me Too movement. Women are strategizing right now in this country how they can get back at old boyfriends, at old work, you know, workers, people that they that you know, maybe got a promotion, at old bosses, at you name it. Ex-husbands can say or do whatever you want, and the man is automatically guilty. That is ridiculous. I don't know what's going to happen after I'm dead, but while I'm here, if you accuse me of something, you better have proof, because I'm coming at you fully, guns a-blazing.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed. And they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
In a scenario that sets up very similar to this Christine Blasey Ford lie against Judge Kavanaugh, a woman got sentenced to prison. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here, listening to KJRadio.com. Glad you're with me. I'm telling you, the left, all these things blow up in their faces. They end up getting sued. So I say Christine Blasey Ford, she may end up getting sued for defamation. If I were Kavanaugh, I'd sue her for defamation. It looks like he's got, you know, his calendar and all that. We talked about it. Maybe he decides to go after her. Maybe he stays magnanimous. I don't know. But I'd go after her. I tell you that right now, I would. And in cases like this, where the left just pushes and pushes and pushes, the only thing they learn from, to be honest, is they learn from when they're getting sued. That's when they learn. It has to hit them personally. Because, see, Blasey Ford looks at this as like, I'm helping my sisters, the Democrats. And, you know, so it's the bigger picture. But when somebody goes, well, I'm suing you for libel or slander, and it's a $5 million lawsuit, and suddenly she's got a, you know, it's no defense fund that can help her out here. And she's got to come up with this. And then her reputation becomes at stake because she's got to now get discovery and say, what do you have of information and prove? And then ends up losing. Because it's one thing for somebody to cover your fees, your legal fees. It's another when you lose. So what does she do then? Well, she's going to scream. And the minute it happens, you're going to watch this stuff go away. And I'm telling you right now, I'm going to tell every kid that I run into, I'm going to say, you keep meticulous, you keep notes of where you were, leave your phone active so you can say, I was here. You can go check my phone records. I was pinging on this tower at this time, and make liars out of these girls. And what's going to happen is, you know what we're going to find out? We're going to find out that these leftist women lie 10 times more than any guy. They will fake pregnancy. They will fake getting beat up. They will fake anything if they are mad enough at a guy. He doesn't have to have done a thing. And they, if you think I'm lying, women have put men in prison. They've had men's children taken away, and all men have lost jobs. You name it, over the destructive power of the feminist and on the left. And I'm talking about innocent men. Some of these guys maybe deserve that stuff. I'm not exonerating anybody that has done something that they deserve. But let me tell you something. Women can do things that you'd sit there scratching your head, and I've been a victim of it, so I know. I know for a fact it happens. So, you know, people can play these games, but I know what's going on. Anyway, this woman, in this story that sets up a lot like this Christina Blasey thing, she's a 19-year-old Long Island woman who filed a bogus rape complaint against two Sacred Heart University football players. And she got sentenced to a year in jail. And the judge really gave her a tongue lashing. Her name is Nikki Jovino. And she told cops on October 2016 that two players from the Fairfield, Connecticut College of Sacred Heart forced her to have sex in a bathroom at a booze-filled party. What does that sound like? I mean, does it sound eerily familiar to you in any way, shape, or form? I'm just thinking out loud here. Christine Blasey Ford? Yeah. So that's what she said. She later admitted that she made up the charges so her evident promiscuity wouldn't alienate a potential boyfriend. Now, can I just stop there for just a second and say, this is a woman who says, for my own personal reasons, I'm going to accuse two men of sexually assaulting me. Not one, but two. In a bathroom, and booze is involved. I mean, I don't even understand what these leftists believe with this, adding the booze out. Like, well, I'll add booze, and then I'll be more believable. If she'd said, look, I don't drink, I was at a party, I was kind of drunk, I don't remember everything, but I don't remember the date or anything like that. And in this case, you know what she's doing? She wants to date somebody else I don't know what the story is, but here's what I would suspect. She took these two guys to the bathroom to have sex with them, and the rumor got out that she did that, and her boyfriend asked her, and she says, no, they raped me. The old promiscuity defense. I don't know what Christine Bank Blasey Ford calls hers, get Trump at all cost defense. But it backfired. Much like Ford's story is beginning to backfire on her. They said during a pre-trial hearing, she went back to her original version of events before finally pleading guilty in state superior court in Bridgeport to two counts of second degree falsely reporting an incident and one count of interfering with police. So she lied to get these guys in trouble, goes to court, recants and says, nope, I did it because I was wanting to date this guy and he found out about what I did. And then she tried to go back and say, no, I wasn't lying. No, it didn't happen that way. And then she finally goes, you know what? I'm caught. That's what she did. The judge says, I hope you spend time reflecting on what you did. And he sentenced her to 3 years, but suspended the final two. One of her victims, both of whom left the school, read a statement in court as the defendant rolled her eyes, the paper reported. And here's what he says. I went from being a college student to sitting at home being expelled with no way to clear my name. The guy's name was Malik St. Hilaire. And Jovino started smirking. Anybody think this sex-fueled vixen cares one bit about what she put these men through? This kid got expelled over her lie. If I were that kid, I'd sue the university. I'd sue that university. Maybe that's what we do at Seeking Educational Excellence. Maybe we take on the case of this kid and sue the university on his behalf. You know, this not innocent until proven guilty. So they expel him. Then we find out she's a liar. What did it do to his future? What did it do to his psyche? She's going to make a great Democrat and a great feminist. And I see Women's March organizers ordering Jovina a vagina hat for next year's march. I hope Justice Kavanaugh sues the pants off of her because she claims he tried to get him off when she was 15. Well, maybe he can get him off in court. Sue her. These people can't be allowed to ruin people's lives over nonsense. The good news is this lesson is going to be taught with Kavanaugh's appointment to the Supreme Court. And the lesson is going to get taught again in the midterms, folks. And then it's going to get taught again, rather, in 2020. And it may take a few more election cycles after that, but Democrats are eventually going to get it. They're going to change their tactics. And at some point, they may, just may, start dealing with some modicum of truth in their politics. But as of now, Nikki Jovino, perfect feminist. Represent leftist feminists well. She, when she wants something out of life that she can't have due to the life that she lived, she torpedoes anybody in sight. And why would she care that she almost ruined the lives of two men? They were standing in between her and her new relationship. Fodder is what the Democrats call them.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
A Pennsylvania judge sentenced Bill Cosby to 3 to 10 years in state prison for aggravated indecent assault. Cosby was also listed as a sexually violent predator, which means he will undergo lifetime counseling and will be listed on the sex offender registry. USA Radio Network's legal analyst Frederick Penny on what's next for Cosby.
More than likely, his team is going to ask for a stay pending appeal because they're clearly going to appeal this case. There may be a conflict of interest with Judge O'Neill, and they're going to appeal that.
Tuesday, President Trump addressed the UN General Assembly in New York City. The president hit on a wide variety of topics, including the U.S. economy and accomplishments under President Trump, immigration, and North Korea. Former New Mexico Governor Bill Richardson reacts to the speech.
Well, it was very typical President Trump, very nationalistic, unilateral statement.
This is USA Radio News.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference. So you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance. Because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Gotta love the he said, she said of the swamp. Swamp Lake? What is it? Swamp? The swamp. The DC swamp. And the swamp rats. The scuttlebutt. The skinny. What's the truth? Do we know the truth? Do we know the lies? Here's what I'm talking about, people. Kevin Jackson's who I am. KJRadio.com is what you're listening to. And you can find out more about us there. Also, you can call us at 844-551-8255. So what is Kevin Jackson talking about? I'm talking about Rod Rosenstein. Rod Rosenstein, the architect of this nonsense, one of the architects of this nonsensical witch hunt against President Donald Trump that began when he was candidate Donald Trump. And Rosenstein's tried to take the high road. You know, been very snippy with Congress and so on and so forth. Then we find out he's talking about invoking the 25th Amendment, but he was only joking, right? He was only fooling about.
Look, we got to tee you up on this because the president talking about a stench, and then you get this New York Times leak saying Rod Rosenstein, whether he was serious or he claims it was sarcastic, joking, the deputy attorney general joking about secretly recording the president and discussing the 25th Amendment.
You know, Ed, there are things you joke about and there are things you just don't. Now, you would think this would be common sense when you're the Deputy Attorney General of the United States. Joking about removing a duly elected president due to a mental or physical incapacitation when he's not incapacitated is not a joke. The fact that we're having this conversation on a national cable broadcast is disturbing in and of itself. Did he not know this? You know, to be fair to Rod Rosenstein, like he hasn't been to us in many cases, people covering this Spygate debacle, he's denying this, but these memos, remember, Ed, these were written, these memos, by senior officials at the FBI. McCabe and Lisa Page allegedly was in the room, who's a lawyer. So the denials are quite weak. And listen, Rod Rosenstein at this point has got to go. He has to be fired. There's a rumor out there this is some setup by the media.
What happens if he gets fired? Because the palace intrigue is what everyone wants to talk about. So you fire the guy in charge of the special counsel. Is there a cascading effect that the media will run with forever?
Yeah, first he got rid of Comey, then where's he going to end? That's what they'll say.
You know, that's a good point. I get there's always going to be political ramifications, but at some point, Pete, you just have to do the right thing. If this was the first strike against Rosenstein, I'd say, okay, maybe the politics aren't worth it. Pete, it's not. There are multiple strikes. Remember, Rod Rosenstein signed the fourth FISA warrant. Why does that matter? The third renewal, the fourth FISA. It matters because by the time in June that the fourth FISA warrant was signed and sworn to, material facts, Pete, had already developed developed in the Spygate case, indicating that, one, Donald Trump was spied on, two, there was an information laundering operation at the Department of Justice, and three, there may very well have been a setup of members of his team, and yet he still signed off on it. Sure. It is time for him to go at this point.
Bongino's got a point. We played that clip the other day, and he made three great points all about Rosenstein, how he was part of this cabal. And what's funny about these D.C. swamp rats is they all sort of look innocent. You know, they look like the guy next door kind of people. They are ruthless to their rotten core, man. I'm telling you, you do not want to get on the bad side of one of these bureaucrats. Let me tell you, black folks, you think a cop giving you a hassle, stopping you while you're driving along or something is a hassle? Get on the bad side of one of these bureaucrats. Watch what happens. It's amazing. Anyway, they say U.S. Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein, who oversees the special counsel investigation into Russia's role in the 2016 presidential election, was headed to the White House on Monday amid reports he would be leaving the post. Axios broke this story. We didn't cover it. Look, too much stuff. Too much stuff. It's all out there. But here's what I can tell you how I did cover it. I covered it by telling you that heads were going to start to roll. The more we peel back the onion, you know what we find about D.C.? It's still an onion. Yeah, peel it back all you want. You're going to find the Rod Rosensteins of the world, the people who don't care about you. They don't care about this republic. The only thing they care about is how they can make more money off of you. Whether it's taxing, whether it's spending, stealing, it doesn't matter. Whether they charge you for your air, charge you to clean your water, charge you for things that, quite frankly, you could probably do yourself. Doesn't matter. They will look into the future with you.
The earth is going to be gone in a few years unless we do so.
The earth is going to be gone in a few years even if we do something. Let me just cut to the chase. Look at science. I'm not going to go through the whole thing, but here's what I will tell you. This ball that's floating in space, that we can't even figure out how is it suspended when we see gravity that happens in our earth, but this big ball that's floating in this amazing vacuum that we call space will be gone one day. The left are correct. The problem is how we're gone has nothing to do with us. It has to do with biblical prophecy, if you believe in that, and it has to do with science, if you believe in that. Either way, whether you're nature, nurture, science, or theology, this earth is going to go away, and you will have nothing to do with it. You have nothing to do with it staying in space. You have nothing to do with meteors going around us, the asteroid belt, whatever, not hitting us. You have nothing to do with it. You have nothing to do that can influence a volcano, a tsunami, or whatever, an earthquake. You can't affect anything to the degree that Earth gives a crap about you. And I don't care if there were 20 billion of us on this planet. We can't do it. If we put 20 billion people on this planet and we all jump up and down, nothing's going to happen. Earth won't even shudder. So don't act like we got some, man is so powerful. Man is nothing in compared to God. And the moment that you realize that is the moment you get sanity. You get clarity. Now, that being said, there are things that you can do to be a good steward of the earth. Just like there are things you can do to be a good person on the planet. There is nothing required for you to be nice to a person on this planet. You could go through life, never say thank you. Never open a door for anybody, pull out a chair, you name it. You could go through life and nobody's going to miss it. But here's the other thing. You could go through life doing that every day and nobody's going to miss it. I know. Kevin, that's not a good choice. I could live my life. I could help get kids adopted. I could help kids get to college. I could help people repair their homes. I could help people do tutoring. All things that we do. My team, me in particular, we do. Let me tell you something. The world won't miss it. The world won't miss it. Now, here's the beautiful thing. The people that you impact, they will be happy. That person you help start a business, nurture their business, and grow their business is going to be happy. I don't know what the butterfly effect will be, but they will be happy. They may go out and help others. Probably will. The more things that we do from a humankind point of view and show kindness to our fellow human beings, the better we are as human beings. And the better that we do that, maybe the more that people do that and the less we all want to fight and stuff like this. That's the way we improve our world. But let me tell you, the world itself doesn't care whether you do it or not. Neither does God. In the cosmic scheme of things, none of that matters. Just telling you the truth. I choose to help people. I've chosen to help people less as I've gotten older. Here's the reason why. They don't help me. They just, Kevin, can you come help? Kevin. I've done it. And I'll continue to do it, but I'll be much more selective about it. Because let me tell you something. In the scheme of things, some of the people that I'm helping, they don't care. They're not going to pay it forward. Anyway, Rosenstein. What took so long for us to even consider firing this guy, him considering resigning? We knew he was a snake. He's been a snake the entire time we've known. He hasn't done anything good in the world. He's one of these yet insignificant people that isn't helping make the world a better place. Which, by the way, encompasses 99% of leftists. They do nothing to make the world a better place. They think their presence makes the world a better place. They think that the world moves around them, that their little world is it. Now, look at all these Holly weirdos that think that their opinions matter.
Donald Trump's never going to be president. He'll never be president. He's never, 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 never.
Hey, Mr. President, Donald Trump. Oh, my God. Guess what? Nobody cares about you. You're insignificant. That's the most beautiful lesson that came on November the 8th of 2016 was for Hollywood to find out how insignificant they are. You know what makes a Hollywood person just lose their mind? You people will not believe this, but I'm telling you, as God is my witness, I know it because I've done it. It's when they see you recognize them and you walk right by. If you ever get the chance to see a George Clooney or somebody like that, the unfortunate thing is there will be the star humpers that want to be around him. But if you see him by himself and you look at him and you go like, hey, and you keep on walking, that blows their mind. They don't get it. They're like, what? Unless they're an introvert, they really want you to come over and make a big deal. They pretend they don't. They do. They love the adulation. You want to know why? Because they think they're better than we are. That's why they made Obama their god. They needed a god.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one teabag at a time.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I quickly want to go to Jim Acosta, our chief White House correspondent, who's getting reaction at the White House as well. This is a bombshell. If this New York Times story is true, that the Deputy Attorney General actually secretly recorded conversations with the President of the United States and actually discussed with other members of the cabinet the possibility of invoking the 25th Amendment to the Constitution to get rid of the president because he felt that there was chaos going on. What are you hearing over there, Jim? Wolf, I just went into the office of the Deputy Press Secretary, Hogan Gidley, here, who is essentially mining the fort when it comes to dealing with the press. The Press Secretary, Sarah Sanders, is with the President right now on this trip. He was in Las Vegas last night for a rally. He's in Missouri in just the next hour or so to talk about veterans issues. He's at a VA hospital there, and we're expecting to hear some comments from him shortly, Wolf. It would be extraordinary if the President were to weigh in immediately in all of this. I can tell you that Hogan Gidley said that for right now the White House has no comment. He seemed to be reading the article on his desktop computer just as we were all reading the article on our phones. These are very explosive allegations and details, Wolf. Obviously, if the man who was overseeing the Mueller probe felt a year ago that the President should be removed from office using something as drastic and dramatic as the 25th Amendment, that is obviously, Wolf, I can just tell you right now without even, you know, talking to the people who are supportive of the President, they are going to say, and I expect these kinds of comments to come in the next hours or perhaps the next couple of days, people are going to say that Rod Rosenstein should be tossed out over something like this. And it's obviously going to fuel the theories that go on inside the President's mind. He's very prone to believing conspiracy theories, and so are some of his supporters, that there was some kind of coup, deep state plot to remove him from office. And my guess is, Wolf, if the President doesn't make that comment at the speech coming up shortly, he's going to be tweeting about it in short order.
What do you do when the guy that you have running interference for you screws up so bad that he's got to quit? Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to KJRadio.com. Rod Rosenstein has been an orchestrator. We talked about Comey and his involvement, and I played a clip earlier about Bongino, which we played the other day as well. But it's all this stuff is coming back fresh and new because we're starting to drain the swamp. As you drain the swamp, you know what happens? You start to be able to look at the animals, the rats in there. You're like, whoa, there's a big old rat right there. That's a baby rat, but that's a big one. That's a nutrient. What do they call it? The nutrients, they also have another name for them. Not chukabaras, but something. Anyway, it's the biggest rat in the world. You seen it? Thing is the size of a bobcat. It's huge. Like 40 pounds. A 40-pound rat. Can you imagine what a 40-pound rat can do to you? Rats chew through pipe. No kidding. They chew through wire, through pipe. And that's what these swamp rats have done. They have chewed through our government. They have chewed through this Democratic Republic in such a way that it's unrecognizable. They've gnawed up the Constitution. You know how rats, if you ever lived among rats, if you black and you po, you know what rats are. And you can see their nest. They'll take a bunch of papers and stuff and chew it and make it into a little nest. And that's where they'll sleep. And rat poop all over the place. And they have no bladder. So everywhere they go, they leak urine. They're just a nasty little animal. If you got a rat running around your house, you got lots of bad stuff. We don't have rats running around our house. We have rats that are all throughout our city, our house. They run through your clothes. I just want you to think about the biggest rat infested thing you can imagine. Like India. That's what DC is. DC is India. Bombay. Mumbai. It is infiltrated with rats. And Rosenstein is one of the chief rats. And look, I don't want to bore you with the details except to tell you that he appointed Mueller, and we know that this case against the Donald Trump is a joke. We know it. And I'm going to repeat some stuff, but it bears repeating. It bears repeating until they finally vindicate what I've said. And what I've told you is this case has been over for months. It's tainted. And don't even think about getting Mueller. Let's find out what he was texting 6 months before he came on board. Let's find out what his phone calls were. Let's find out who maneuvered him to be the guy. There's a lot more to this. Every time we uncover something in this case, it never, repeat, never, you can speak in absolutes, and never will it point to Donald Trump. It flatly won't. But you know, we got the left still wanting to hang on to this. Hang on. Hang on. But we got, they got nothing. This is going to get ugly. And the good news for us is this is all leading in. What an October surprise. We don't need an October surprise. We've already got everything we need to know. But left us too. Look at the desperation being shown with Kavanaugh. Wow. You can't show your hand any better than this, where now we find out the deputy attorney general is crooked. He's plotting against president. And he's like, well, I deny these allegations. Well, just turns out we got the memo. Just turns out we got you on audio. And by the way, this isn't people in a, like, Trump hiring a bunch of people to look for stuff. The New York Times outed this clown. I mean, how bad is that? You've been working with in collusion. Let me put it to you this way. As I look at what's happening right now with Rosenstein, almost said Steen, Rosenstein, I look at it and say, who did he make mad? Who did this dude piss off to where they're going, he's our guy. We got to throw him to the wolves because he's a key guy to throw to the wolves. Rosenstein has been the gatekeeper, sort of the glue that's kept it all together, because when Sessions recused him, it wasn't like Rosenstein was like, well, you need to recuse yourself, Jeff Sessions. Jeff Sessions just stepped up, I'll recuse myself. And that left Rosenstein. Now, here's what I told you guys a while back. You won't remember. That's okay. It's okay. I ain't mad at you. But I told you, when Rosenstein goes, it's going to be a void. And that's going to be, depending upon how that void gets filled, and I think Trump can appoint somebody, because he's quit, you know, whatever, I don't know. Was he fired? Did he quit? I'll tell you this, I don't think Donald Trump, even though he has standing to fire Rosenstein, I don't think he will. I don't think he did. I think Donald Trump would say, no. If he wanted to try to remain under this, with this taint, I now have legitimacy to go after Sessions, to continue to go after Sessions, who recused himself over much less. And I can look at the results of this and say, everything is for the fruit of the poison tree, or whatever they call it. Everything is associated with that. Now, he can say that already. This just adds fuel to it. They said, the president has nothing. This is a USA Today, and they reported this on Monday. They said, President Trump says he's not decided whether or not to fire Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein, saying he wants to see the facts behind the claims that Rosenstein talked about wiretapping the president and possibly seeking to remove him from office. Let me tell you, woo, that is so powerful. Donald Trump, I don't know where you had him, like, you know, put your hand up in the air and say, Kevin, I have him here. Okay, after this, with fake news and him talking about D.C. swamp and draining the swamp and so on, where do you have him now? Did he edge up a bit? Because he had to. The guy running the operation to supposedly get to the bottom of the Russian administration says, we need to wiretap Donald Trump and possibly seek to remove him from office on a technicality of the 25th Amendment. Now, I would love to know, like I said, I would love to see somebody explain to me how you're going to use the 25th Amendment on a guy who's got the stock market through the roof, who's got the economy through the roof, who's got consumer index through the roof, who's got consumer confidence through the roof, and I could go on. How are you going to do, what could you possibly be thinking? Now, I don't know when this occurred, you know, in turn, but Trump showed he was ready for this office before he ever took office with just the carrier thing. That alone should have had Democrats going, you know what? Whatever we think about this guy, he did what he said he was going to do. First promise kept. And oh, by the way, kept the promise that the baby black Jesus said couldn't be kept, said wouldn't be kept. That should have been enough for them to say, we've already got competence. He did more in that one move than Obama did in 8 years. And then he just kept going, kept going, kept going. And what are they doing? They're plotting impeachment. They're plotting getting him disqualified on the 25th Amendment. And one of the guys plotting with him is pulling a McCabe, trying to stay in there.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.